All righty. Well, we're going to move on to the intelligence brief and the Channel 3 check-ins now. This is WRKV487 Kimber, continuing on with the Amron Med. So we are, I'm going to read the intelligence brief now. Stay tuned. Let me get over there. We're going to be standing by for any questions or discussions after the net. So the current Amron intelligence brief, dated Monday, the 18th of November, 2024. Current AMCON level is 3. Source, Forward Observer, U.S. and Allies, missile strikes into Russia. The Biden administration, France, and the U.K. authorized Ukraine to use their missile systems, like the Army Tactile Missile Systems, ATACMS, however you say that, to strike Russian territory in response to North Korean troops being active in Kursk. Analysts comment, Trump likely to reverse this decision as soon as he takes office, since he intends to end the war. Because of this, Putin likely to respond aggressively inside of Ukraine, potentially targeting systems en route to Ukraine but not delivered, but unlikely to strike the U.S. homeland and order the presumed targeting satellites disabled, as both would hinder peace talks in January. Next source is Knightsbridge Research, Baltic Sea fiber line disrupted. A fiber communications cable between Finland and Germany has been disrupted, Finnish authorities said Monday. The cable runs under the Baltic Sea near where the non-functioning Nord Stream gas pipelines lie. Causes under investigation. Analysis, a joint warning was issued by Sweden, Denmark, Norway, and Finland, saying that Russia was likely mapping the Baltic Sea floor in detail, searching for Western infrastructure such as this. For now, this disruption could have been intentional or unintentional. The odds are fairly high that this is an act of sabotage, as Russia is looking for methods of pushback against the West that do not involve military escalation. This will be investigated as sabotage based upon the odds and the current tensions in Europe. When images are released, much more analysis will be possible. That's the end of the intelligence brief. Now I'll read the National Intelligence Bulletin. Dated Friday, the 22nd of November, 2024, cut off 500 Zulu on the 22nd of November. This news is put out by the Forward Observer. It is divided into risk levels. 1 is imminent risk, 2 is elevated risk, and 3 is outlook stable. There is nothing to report at the imminent risk. We move to elevated risk. Start with low intensity conflict. Progressive and far-left groups continue to hold strategy calls to discuss resistance during the incoming Trump administration. Expect a return to the political and social conditions of 2017, with mass protests and far-left street action. A repeat of 2020 remains unlikely. In the food and agriculture, Syngenta reported U.S. farmers are concerned about tariff retaliation from U.S. trade partners. For the past 2 years, China has been shifting its ag purchases away from the U.S. to favor BRICS partner Brazil, which could accelerate. At elevated risk is energy. Biden administration negotiating with Organizations for Economic Cooperation and Development, OECD, member countries to limit financing for international fossil fuel projects. Biden administration attempting to preempt Trump's energy policy using an international agreement that cannot be undone with an executive order. Boy, people just like to mess things up, don't they? NATO and Russia is elevated risk. Ukraine reported Russia used a conventionally armed non-nuclear intercontinental ballistic missile against Dnipro on 20th of November, did not report what Russia targeted. Analyst comment, Russian commentators claimed the strikes targeted U.S. provided air defense systems. NATO countries investigating the destruction of 2 undersea cables in the Baltic Sea, Lithuania increasing naval patrols to prevent further sabotage. Under the outlook stable condition is Indo-Pacific. Security of Defense, Secretary of Defense Austin announced Task Force Yungan to provide military support to the Philippines' territorial disputes with China in the South China Sea. The U.S. and Philippines signed a military information sharing agreement allowing their armed forces to share classified information. That's the end of the message as we have it. Break. Thank you, folks, for your patience as I get through reading this intelligence brief without stumbling over my words. Now we're going to go to the Channel 3 project. West 327 runs that. The Channel 3 project has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. West 327, Kamen 644, Jim 787, and Roger 746 in the Grants Pass area. 3605 is in Jackson County area, but he has a broken station at this time. I don't know what you folks are going to do in Jackson County, but I hope some of you step up and take tally. And John 889 in the Klamath Falls area. Craig and Judy 605 do the Illinois Valley Amron check-ins, remember, on Mondays with their iVarknet. Try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, please give your tallies to the station monitoring this frequency. You see myself and Ron and Dewey. The ham frequency, Simplex, is 146-420 for anybody who has a ham license and wants to check in or even just go listen. We are standing by for the Channel 3 project numbers, followed by the discussion, if there's any, and then we'll close the net. So God bless you all. God bless the Republic. Happy Thanksgiving. Be safe and be well. Okay, Wes, go ahead and come forward.
Hi, Kimber. WRKU 327 West here. The Grants Pass area radio operators will start on GMRS FRS Channel 3. Then we'll transition to MERS Channel 3, and finally, if you're licensed, they'll see you on 146-420, the National Amron Designated Simplex Frequency. This will be doing it without the use of a repeater. We're going to talk radio to radio for practice, so you can listen and hear the people that are near you or have incredible stations that you can talk to in the event of an emergency. Back to net control. See you out there on the airwaves, WRKU 327.
That is great, Wes. Thank you so much. Everybody go check in on your Channel 3s. All right, is there anybody from Jackson County going to be doing this tonight? Please come forward now, if so.